Okay, I'll read a summary. It's very short. The summary on this chapter is, a summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, get aboard their three cars. This function is called Pandu Vijaya. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad, sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called Gaudas, began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into seven divisions. With two mridangas in each division, there were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandhi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. So I'll read the Bengali in the first text, and then after that we'll just read the English so we can move along. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Raga Gre Nanartaya Yeyas Sij Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pivishmitaha. Translation. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijaya. During the ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed Pandu Vijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. The very strongly built Daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. We'll read the purport. The word Daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as Daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families like Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas, but because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus, they are known as Daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath cart. In the Chaitra Mahatmya, these Daitas are said to come from the Sabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those Daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called Daita Patis, or leaders of the Daitas. The Daita Patis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and that the Daita Patis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Sabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Sabaras, all the Sabara devotees were elevated to the position of Daitas. Here in New Dwarka, we try to follow that infusion of drugs through the juices. So throughout the couple of weeks here, Lord Jagannath gets an infusion of a lot of different wonderful nectar drinks. So, of course, the main issue is the devotion, the love. We know that Krishna doesn't get sick, but the devotees, they're so lovingly wanting to care for Lord Jagannath that with a lot of love and devotion, they prepare these foodstuffs. So this isn't just ordinary. This is a very devotional pastime of how we can come up closer to Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Srimati Subhadra, and worship them closer with real love and devotion to feel that we want to help them get rid of their cold, their sickness, their illness. So it's like if we have a loved one and they're ill and we really want to make sure they become well again. So in that way, the mother, the father, the family members, they take great care in preparing these preparations. And that love, that very deep love, is the essence of the drug in order to make the Lord well. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the daitas. While the daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, "Mani Ma, Mani Ma," but he could not be heard. Purport. The word Mani Ma is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. Translation. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapite deva padam bhujadvaya prasada le sanugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya eko pichiram vichinvan. Bhagavatam 10.14.29. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Otherwise, one may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord. But they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for the Lord, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami in Majjalila 19.151. Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of Bhakti Yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. So, this is a very important purport in consideration to the importance of devotional service. In the Bhagavatam, it also says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janatnasya Givayaragyam Jnanam Cha Yat Ahai to come. It's stated that by rendering devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. So, when we speak of devotional service in Krishna consciousness, the purport is that we want to develop this causeless knowledge. So this menial service is so important, especially at this time, in the pastime of Lord Jagannath, that we should all try to see how we can do something menial. Just as King Prataparudra, he swept the street in front of the Lord, and immediately he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It would be just like if we had Ratiyatra Festival and the mayor of L.A., he decided to come. And before we began the festival, he started sweeping the street or the roadway in front of Lord Jagannath. So how would we feel about this? You know, a person who has so much power and personality, the L.A. police force is behind him. He has so much power, so much respectability. And for him to step forward and sweep the street in front of Lord Jagannath, I think all of us would be probably in great ecstasy if we were to see something like this. So in this particular time period, the culture was such that a person like King Prataparudra, he probably never swept a street in his life. In India, that's considered to be very low class, like a street sweeper, considered to be very, very lowly service. And I doubt King Prataparudra even ever swept or washed his clothes or dusted his furniture. And for him to come out in public, in the whole public arena, and sweep in front of the Lord in that particular culture at that time was an amazing feat. It showed a great level of sincerity and humility. So for us, And he did that, and Lord Chaitanya gave him so much mercy. Externally, he was kind of rebuking him, but internally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely ecstatic about the lowly, menial servant of King Prataparudra. So, for us, during this particular Ratiyatra festival, we should take this, and we should try to see what we can do in order to serve Lord Jagannath in some menial way, and exhibit our love for him. There's another verse in the Bhagavatam. It describes Tata Rajas Tamo Bhava Kama Loba Chaye, right? Stitam Sattve Pasiditi. Is that Chaita Inar? Yeah. What's the last one? Stitam Sattve Pasiditi. Yes. It says that when loving devotional service takes hold in the heart, immediately the modes of passion and ignorance and lust, they disappear. They just go away. And when this happens, the devotee is in the mode of goodness. And when a devotee becomes in this level of mode of goodness, one becomes happy. So a devotee is happy when we can actually get rid of these modes within the heart, this lust, this greed, anger, passion. And this can only happen when devotional service takes place within the heart. So Krishna consciousness is about the heart. It's not just external, but it's actually the cleansing of the heart. And that process only takes place when we seriously endeavor in devotional service. When we take it seriously, when we let it enter the heart. Just like if a person allows another person to enter their heart, and that's very scary. I mean, how many of us here can say that we've given our heart to someone? I mean, seriously given our heart and done everything we can for that person, that word sold out. And you can see when we actually do that, there's a connection with the other person. And there's so much enthusiasm and motivation in order to serve that person, love that person, do anything for that person. Just like when we first joined Krishna consciousness, people were scared of us, and even our own parents, because we thought we were like a cult. That, you know, you came home and your own mother and father say, I don't know you anymore. You're not the person that I raised. Why? Because we allowed Krishna consciousness to enter our heart. And we became changed to the point where our own friends and our own family members didn't know us anymore. They just thought we were just some alien. How could you possibly do what you did? So this is Krishna consciousness. That's why this is so important, this idea of devotional service. We should never let it go. No matter, we should fight for our devotional service at all costs. Become totally involved. Because when we allow this devotional service to enter the heart, it's our purification. This is how we begin to understand Krishna up close and what he is and what he wants. How to serve him. Alright. So we'll go to the next verse. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath cart. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo option. Is that right? Caption, sorry. It says, ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square, end of quote. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. Translation. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. Oh, by the way, Buddha Narayana Swami did give me an original flag off the temple of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. And it's like 7 feet long. So we're going to try to see if we can get that on Jagannath's cart this year. So we'll see if that happens. We'll try. So very beautiful. So, text 22. For the pastimes of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. The 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibritta in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. This is a very nice purport. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as svakīya and parakīya. The Lord's conjugal love in the svakīya ras relates to the regulative principles observed in dvarka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called parakīya ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in svakīya ras, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the parakīya ras. Vatisaranta Sarasvati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in parakīya ras is superior to his pleasure in the svakīya ras. In the material world, parakīya ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The parakīya ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The parakīya ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has a proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from the material activities. Text 25. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands, sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional eight persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Rekeshwar Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. The five who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govindadat, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govindadatta, Raghava Pandit, and Govindananda. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. Translation. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur was Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Subhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikanta and Vallabhasena, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the singer Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. We'll just go on. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnu Das, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. But Kureshwar Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and either side was another party, yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who had received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport. The mystery of Lord Chaitanya's activities is described by Srila Vatsyasiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same person, supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Translation. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king because the king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. Text 62. When the two personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kasi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced the personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but his internal potency, Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. So, read the purport. It is stated in the Upanishads, Parasya Shakti Vividayava Shriyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Translation. The Supreme Lord has multipotencies which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by His will. This came from the Svetashvatar Upanishad 6.8. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited His mystic power in presenting Himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that He was one, but some saw that He was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting Himself as many in the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, He forgot Himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But His internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, or material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By His will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand everything is being done by nature. Unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature, but they do not know that behind that behind nature is the potent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, Maya yakshena prakriti syate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Text 66. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa-lila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rathkar could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll continue on. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now, please hear about Lord Jagannath going to Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rathkar. The Lord performed kirtan for some time, and through his own endeavor, inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhava, and Govinda all combined together. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in charge of Swarup Damodar. These devotees, Swarup Damodar and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Light of the Dynasty of Rishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana, or Yasoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yasoda. He was the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. I am not a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Sudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like circling firebrand. Purport. If a burning cinder of a firebrand is whirled about very swiftly, it gives the appearance of a circle of fire. This is called Alata Akara or Alata Chakra, a firebrand circle. This whole circle is not actually made of fire, but it is a single fire in motion. Similarly, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a single personality, but when he danced and jumped high in a circle, he appeared like a Lata Chakra. 83. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth, with its hills and seas, appeared to tilt. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, the devotees formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees headed by Kashishvar and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Pachaparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowds from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandana, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandana touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandana to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandana angry. As the angered Harichandana was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with his unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, 8 wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the simuli silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcibly from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a Mallika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell to the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam that fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Surup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Surup Damodar began to sing as follows. "Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away." Purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, "Now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again." Text 114. When this refrain was loudly sung by Surup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. I'll read the purport. It's a very powerful purport. In his Anubhasya, Srila Vatsasaranta Sarasvati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Chaitra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence, but he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitra is a place of Aishvarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath indicated that Lord Jagannath, Krishna, was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rathkar, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Okay, it's 8:25. We'll go for 5 more minutes or something like that for those who need to do a lot of service today. We'll stop at 8:30. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vaitasi tree. That is my desire. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, but for Sarup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. I have already explained this verse. Now I shall describe it in brief. Text 124. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Sarup Damodar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath, "You are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan." In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and the chirping of the birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince. accompanied by great warriors, both in Vrindavan, but in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general could not understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses was known to Swarup Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Sri Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the following verse, which he tasted in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. The gopis spoke thus, "Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.48. The gopis were never interested in karma yoga, jnana yoga, or dhyana yoga. They were simply interested in bhakti yoga. Unless they were forced, they never liked to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Rather, they preferred to take the lotus feet of the Lord and place them on their breasts. Sometimes they regretted that their breasts were so hard, fearing that Krishna might not be very pleased to keep his soft lotus feet there. When those lotus feet were pricked by the grains of sand in the Vrindavan pasturing ground, the gopis were pained and began to cry. The gopis wanted to keep Krishna at home always, and in this way, their minds were absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Such pure Krishna consciousness can arise only in Vrindavan. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to explain his own mind, which was saturated in the ecstasy of the gopis. A couple more. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one, but because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, you will please place your lotus feet there. I would deem that your full mercy." Purport. The mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable. This is the consciousness of people in general, but when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then one's mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is, there also are Srimati Radharani, the gopis, the cowherd boys, and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from all material desires and is engaged only in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else. We'll read one more. Next verse. "My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life." Purport. Only when the mind is free from the designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free from material things, his mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for the mind. In the Bhagavad Gita says, "Bandhu atmanas tasya ye na maiva manajita anatmanastu satudvayavarti tatmaiva shatruvat. It's described there that for him who has conquered the mind is the best friend. But for one who has failed to do so, his very mind is the worst enemy, the greatest enemy. So this is something that we struggle with all the time, all of us. We're trying to control our minds and trying to become yogis, but it's not artificial. We have to become seriously engaged in devotional service. Krishna says, Yoginam apisarvesham madgate nantaratmana shradavam bhajate yomam same yutatamo mataha. He says that the greatest yogi who always abides in me in transcendental loving service, that is the greatest yogi. And that's how we control our mind. So our position is to serve, a menial servant. And if we read these pastimes and we can develop that desire, that understanding, then we'll be safe. We'll go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, if we artificially try to control the mind, we'll fall down. We won't make it. We have to allow Krishna within the heart through our devotional service. Okay, we'll stop here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Rath Yatra ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.